Hello, everybody. This is Kathy Lawrence, and I am coming back after taking a few weeks off. We had quite a busy holiday and end of school year season, and we had a big graduation for my 6-year-old. So, just getting back to the podcast. So, wanted to talk about how the holidays went. Wondering how they went for you all. I know that the holidays are always filled with temptation. So we had Memorial Day, and of course there's great cookout food. So we had a big party at our house, and we had some smoked pork, we had some chicken, and we had casseroles and potato salads and coleslaws and, of course, alcoholic beverages, appetizers, you name it, we had it at our party. So I was able to keep it pretty healthy. I had the pork and the chicken with just a little bit of barbecue sauce on there. I skipped the bun to save the carbs. I had just the tiniest bit of potato salad. Of course, there was a very, very delicious cornbread casserole, and I probably ate too much of that. It was very delicious. So over the weekend, we had another cookout on Sunday, hamburgers and hot dogs, and I could not resist and had to have a hot dog. Every once in a while, you just need to splurge. So over the Memorial Day weekend, after recovering from Mother's Day, I then went back up in weight. But now I've been able to right the ship again. So the lesson is that if you have 7 days in a week and you are really good for 6 days, 1 day of bad eating is not going to significantly impact you. So that's kind of been the way my life has been going. I try to do really good Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends maybe we splurge a little, but I've still been able to lose weight. So now I'm down a total of 17 pounds since February, and today is June 4th, and I'm just really proud of that. Even with all of the things, Easter, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, kindergarten graduation, I have managed to still end up losing weight. And really it's about just planning the week out right. So just wanted to talk about some tips for planning out the week, especially when you've had a bad weekend and maybe even gained a couple pounds over the weekend. So the key really is plan and don't stray. When you really need to lose weight too, you want to add more salad to your week. It's a great filler, fills you up, super low calorie. Of course, you're staying away from the high fat salad dressings. So my favorite are the yogurt salad dressings. I'm in love with the yogurt salad dressings because the fat content is so low. I love the yogurt ranch dressing because I do like ranch dressing, and I cannot have regular ranch dressing. Way too much fat in that. But the yogurt ranch dressing, it tastes good. You get the nice ranch flavor. You just don't get the calories. And, you know, I can load up a salad, lettuce, tomato, cucumbers, carrots, even throw a little avocado in there because I can have the extra fat because it's not in the salad dressing. And it's a really good filler. And then I always pair it with a meat so that I get my protein. So when you're really trying to recover, you do want to try to go a little bit higher protein those weeks, a little bit lower carbs. You're going to right the ship super quick if you plan it that way. So like I have 100 protein, 110 grams carbs, and 45 fats is my macro count. And what I do is I just flip-flop it and I do 110 proteins, 100 carbs, and stick with the 45 fats, and it helps me right the ship quicker. So that's just a little extra advice that I have for the holidays, because our next holiday is coming up pretty quick, Father's Day in a couple weeks, and usually it's family getting together and eating, and then of course 4th of July, so more cookouts and cookout types of foods, which is just so tempting and so delicious. So keep in mind, have fun at the parties, indulge a little bit, but just know the other 6 days of the week, you need to be really good. So that's all I have for today. I hope to speak with you very soon with some more secrets about how you can naturally lose weight while still eating a good amount of food and not feeling hungry. So appreciate you all listening, and I will talk at you again soon.